Senator Lincoln holding a hearing, a markup session on reauthorization of childhood nutrition. And I guess one of the more controversial things, as far as a lot of folks out in the country are concerned, the fact that she is dipping into the pot of money from a conservation known as EQIP to pay for some of the things that she wants to do with childhood nutrition.
You know, Ron, I appreciate Senator Lincoln's efforts at trying to address the needs of childhood nutrition. It's a very important thing. We all agree on that. But taking money out of the EQIP program, the Environmental Quality Incentives Program, which is, as our listeners are well aware of, that basic cost-share conservation program that meets the environmental needs of this country, EQIP is oversubscribed in virtually every part of the country. There's never been as much money as there have been demands for the program, and to strip money out of EQIP, which will make it more difficult for farmers and ranchers to meet many of the standards imposed on them by everyone from the EPA on down, is just unfortunate. Now, if the senator manages to get the bill across the floor, out of committee and across the floor in the Senate, and it comes to the House, I would think in the Ag Committee we'll work in a very diligent way to make sure that there's a different revenue base to fund this. We don't have any argument with meeting the nutritional needs of children in this country, but don't rob Peter to pay Paul. Don't take money out of something as important as the EQIP.
From what you've been able to piece together from an oversight point of view, have we? I know that they've shoveled a lot of money at these nutritional programs and the 08 Farm Bill, and even since then, a lot of money from the stimulus bill and all this type of thing. Are they using all the nutritional money that's been pushed toward these programs at this point?
I can't say for sure that they have. We're still in the ongoing process in bookkeeping year 2010. But if you take the pie that we think of, the general public, I should say, thinks of as farm bill spending, you add in all the nutritional programs, and when this bookkeeping year closes, 75% of every dollar that is spent towards farm bill type programs will be the nutrition programs. 75%. And that leaves the other 25% to do rural development, conservation, the commodity titles, all of the other things. The public tends to think of a farm bill as the commodity title, and maybe conservation, and perhaps a little ag research thrown in. But in fact, it is a feeding bill now, and it has been pumped up dramatically by the administration in the stimulus and in all of the regular appropriation bills since Speaker Pelosi has been the speaker. This will be the fourth year of her Democratic majority. They've dramatically increased the spending on these programs in all 4 years. Now, we're all proponents of making sure that our fellow citizens have enough good calories to meet their needs, but we're strangling all of the other provisions of agriculture, and if you don't have a healthy, productive rural America to raise the crops, a processing industry to make those products ready for consumption, then I think the old phrase about eating your seed corn is absolutely appropriate.